Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to Your English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk. Hello, you are listening to the first episode of a mini-series entitled Your English Podcast, or YEP for short. And in this episode, I am going to showcase recordings sent to me by listeners as part of a big competition which I've launched in order to celebrate the 5th birthday and 200 episodes of Luke's English Podcast. All the details of this competition are in episode 200. So if you are not aware of this competition, if you haven't caught up yet, you can go back to 200 and check it out. So you might like to listen to that one first if you haven't already. Also, before I play you the first set of competition entries, I'm going to give you some information, rules and guidelines about the voting process in the introduction to this episode, which I am going to start right now. Okay, so information, rules, and guidelines for voting and listening to these episodes. So this will be the first in a number of episodes in which I'm going to play you competition entries for Your English Podcast, as I'm calling it. I've received in the region of 80 recordings. Let's have a quick look, actually. Okay, something like 80 recordings. The maximum time limit was 5 minutes, and most of the recordings are around 5 minutes long. Some of them are, you know, 3 or 4 minutes. Most of them are pretty much on the 5 minute mark. So that is quite a lot of content for us to deal with. The podcast is clearly bigger than it was last time I did a competition. I got about 25 entries last time, so it has multiplied by about 3 in the last 2 years. Because of the number of entries that I've had, this is going to be, as I said, the first in a mini-series of episodes devoted to recordings sent in by listeners. I'm not sure how many there will be. I mean, I can't quite count because I haven't edited them all together and so on, but I think it's about 80. So I'm not sure how many. What I mean is, I'm not sure how many episodes this will be. With 80 episodes, it could actually become a series of like 8 episodes. Anyway, it really depends on how many recordings I can squeeze into each episode, but I suspect it will be in the region of 8 episodes. We'll see. But wow, that's a lot. Please do listen to them all, and please remember to vote for your favourite in each case. Okay, normal podcasting will be resumed soon. I've got, you know, other stuff to post here soon. But for now, I would like to ask you, my listeners to the podcast, to take part in this competition by listening and voting. Of course, if you'd rather not listen and vote, that's fine. That's up to you. You can just skip these episodes if you want to and just wait for more content to be uploaded soon. However, I personally hope that you do listen and vote. It's really, really nice to hear the voices of the Luke's English Podcast community from around the world. It's a beautiful thing indeed. And there's a lot to be gained from hearing from people who are all united in a common interest, despite coming from all around the world. I think it's really great. I'd like to celebrate it. Here are the rules for voting, okay? So listen very carefully. These are rules for voting, okay? Remember that this is a competition. The winner of the competition will be interviewed by me on Skype. I don't know how long the interview will be, but it'll be a chance for me to talk to the winner and have a bit more conversation with them and so on. So there are a lot of people for you to listen to in this competition and lots of names to remember. So in order to make it easier, you can vote once per episode, okay? You can vote once per episode. So if you like one recording in the first episode, you can vote for it. But then if you like another recording in another episode, you can vote for that too, but you can only vote once per episode, okay? How to vote? just leave a comment on teacherluke.co.uk, but it has to be on the relevant page for that episode, okay? So if it's for, like, competition entries number one, if you would leave a comment under that episode. If it's competition entries number three, you'd leave a comment under that episode, okay? So leave your comment on the relevant page of teacherluke.co.uk saying, I vote for Yoda from Dagobah, for example. Or I vote for Princess Leia from Alderaan. Or I vote for Wicket from Endor, all right? Just type the name of the person and their country in a comment below that episode. It's important to say the name and the country because a few people have the same name, okay? I'll only accept votes that are added as comments on teacherluke.co.uk under the correct episode. You don't need to add your name or your email address when you vote. You don't have to do that if you don't want to. You can vote anonymously by leaving comments. But remember, as the administrator for teacherluke.co.uk, I will know if you're voting more than once. And I won't count like repeated votes. Okay? But feel free to encourage your friends and family to vote for you if you want to. Just direct them to the relevant page on teacherluke.co.uk and ask them to leave their comment with their vote, saying your name and where you come from. Voting closes exactly 1 month after the publication of this episode. And I'm going to publish all of these competition entry episodes at the same time on the same date. So voting closes exactly 1 month from the publication of this episode. I'm not sure exactly when that date will be as I'm recording this. So it's up to you to have a look and see what the date was when I upload this episode. And it's 1 month, okay? 1 month. Now, all right. I want to keep it simple. Today's the 4th of September. Let's say you've got until the end of September. So the 30th of September is the deadline. 12 p.m. midnight, my time here in Paris. That's the deadline for voting. Okay, so you've got all of September, basically, minus a few days. Okay, language feedback. This is a learning English podcast after all. So I do think it's appropriate to give some language feedback as a way of dealing with any language errors which I hear in the competition entries. I hope that you don't mind being corrected if you've sent me a recording. I hope you don't mind having some of your stuff corrected. And I hope that you see it as a great opportunity to actually learn from mistakes. Don't worry, I'm not going to point the finger at anyone in particular. I'm not going to make it obvious, in fact, who made the mistakes. I'm just going to go through a list of errors in a separate episode later on. And I'll just talk about errors which came up. I'm not going to even say who made the errors. You'll be able to work it out, but I'm not going to make it that obvious, all right? So I hope you see it as a great opportunity to learn from mistakes. I'm sure that you do see the value in that, especially since you would have to pay a lot of money to get a teacher, a professional teacher, to correct your errors in a language school or in a private lesson. So basically, you're getting that here free. Obviously, the word donation comes to mind at this point. But anyway, how am I going to give language feedback? Well, because I have so many recordings to play, it will just take too long if I give language feedback and error correction after every single recording. So what I'm going to do is listen to all the competition entries and then write down a list of errors and feedback and then record a whole separate episode in which I go through that list giving corrections and feedback. Okay, so it'll come after the competition entries are published. That way, we can run the competition effectively. I can put all the recordings in. The episodes shouldn't be too long. And then we can use the language feedback episode as a way to learn from each other's errors, if there are any. Okay. So as you listen to this, remember that a language feedback episode is going to come later. All right. So next point. On the subject of errors, which you might hear, please remember this. Obviously, we're all trying not to make errors, and it's important to speak correctly, but we shouldn't feel too bad about making mistakes. We must see them as learning opportunities rather than intolerable breakdowns in language proficiency, and we mustn't let errors break our confidence and stop us from communicating. If you know, that's part of what I'm trying to achieve with this competition. We really must be tolerant of our own errors to an extent, but we also have to be tolerant of other people's errors too. In your lives and in your careers, you probably won't spend most of your time in communication with native speakers of English. In fact, most of the time, you'll probably be speaking to non-native speakers of English in English, right? And it will be quite natural for you to hear errors sometimes in those conversations. It's either you'll be making them or your counterpart will be making them. It's completely normal and natural, and we need to get used to listening to a variety of non-natives speaking English. For example, if you just listen to native speakers all the time, when you then come to do business with non-natives in English, you might suddenly be shocked to discover a rather different variety or variant of English. You know, it could be Spanish English or Russian English or Korean English, for example. Although they might not be correct in a pure sense, they do exist as varieties of spoken English as a second language. You may have to do business with these people. You should have a sense of how other nationalities speak English. Okay? Some people might view these varieties of English as wrong or something, but let's be practical about it. It's hard to learn English to a perfect level. There will always be a bit of influence from the first language. So the aim should be effective communication, rather than just a perfect replication of the language as spoken by Brits or Americans or whatever. So in a moment of communication, like, for example, a telephone call, a business meeting, or even a date, the responsibility for that communicative act is on both people. It's up to the speaker to speak correctly with clear pronunciation, correct vocab and grammar and so on. But also the listener takes responsibility too. How? By tolerating errors, by becoming familiar with different varieties of non-native English, by being patient and positive and trying to interpret the message being given to them, and not just sitting there in judgment expecting a perfectly tailored message to be handed to them on a plate. No, good communicators know that good communication is a two-way street. It takes two to tango. Both sides bear the responsibility for successful communication, the speaker and the listener. So be patient, tolerate errors, don't judge too harshly, and make an effort to understand and interpret what is being said to you. And that includes your experience of listening to competition entries here on Your English Podcast, as we're calling it. I'm very pleased to present the voices of listeners, and I'm very glad that Luke's English Podcast can, just for a moment, become a platform for people to communicate and practice their English. So please do enjoy the recordings and please vote for your favourite competition entry. What does that mean? Well, just choose the one that you like the most, okay, in each episode. It's not necessarily about language level. It could also be about personality or anything else for that matter. Just which one do you like the most? Remember that the winner of this competition will be interviewed by me on the podcast via Skype. Leave one vote per episode under the relevant page on teacherluke.co.uk, and at the end of the month I will count the votes and I will announce the winner. If it's a tie and there's no clear winner, well, we will just cross that bridge when we come to it. Okay, so those are the important details. One vote per episode, one vote per person per episode. Leave your vote under the relevant episode on teacherluke.co.uk. Say the name and the nationality of the person you're voting for. And voting ends midnight Paris time on the 30th of September 2014. All right? Those are the details. Good. So, welcome to Your English Podcast, and let's get started. So in this first round of competition entries, you're going to hear from these people. First, you're going to hear from Adam from Poland, then Alexander from Russia, then Alexis from the Canary Islands, followed by Anna from Ukraine, Aritz from Spain, Artur from Kazakhstan, Arturo from Mexico, Ashish from India, Bella from Russia, and finally Bruno from Brazil. Those are the people that you're going to hear from in this first round of competition entries. And we're starting here with Adam from Poland, and here he is.
Hello guys, my name is Adam, and I was born in Poland, though I live in Italy for many years now. Right, so my audio is not going to be very fun, maybe. I mean, I'm not expecting it's the funniest one. However, I hope it's going to be educative, although I may say many things which you already know. However, I just want to talk very quickly about how to improve your speech. So, first of all, I'd say it's really important to watch to the movement of the mouth of the native speakers. And obviously, you can do that while you talk to someone. However, you can do that by watching to some videos or TV or films. And you can, like, for example, go to YouTube and choose someone who you like, who doesn't talk, preferably, who doesn't talk too fast. So that what you can do is to repeat word by word of what they're saying. You can even slow down, maybe, I don't know. And if you take a mirror, you then put it aside of the computer, you can then see the movement of the mouth you are making yourself, and you see, I've made a mistake myself. I'm not perfect, I'm not a native speaker. Right, so anyway, let's get down to business. So while you are watching the person speaking in the screen, if the person doesn't speak fast, so we have to choose it, not the one who speaks fast, you can then have enough time to repeat word by word what they are saying. And then if you have a mirror by the side, you can watch the movement of your mouth, and you can then spot many mistakes you're making. This is a very good tip, actually, to improve your speech, I think, especially when it comes to the accent and the rhythm and the right pronunciation. And the other thing, you shouldn't talk too fast. Also, because your muscles, the muscles of the mouth, of your mouth, are not trained as the muscles of the mouth of someone who speaks English naturally, because you simply use different muscles in your own language. So what happens is that if you tend to speak too fast, you may tend to cut some consonants, especially the ending of the words. You need to pay attention to the ending of the words, especially if you talk using the past tense. You see, past tense, and like dreamt, drunk, etc. Many people, I notice, many not native speakers, they tend to cut all those consonants or adding words. And so that's what really. Oh, yeah, and if you can record yourself, it's going to be really helpful as well, because unless you have a teacher who corrects you all the time, normally you do not realize the mistakes you are making while you are speaking. Whereas if you record yourself, if you listen then to your voice back, I know it's something that everyone hates doing, but it's really helpful. In that way, you can spot many mistakes. And I'm not going to say that you're not making those mistakes anymore. You're not going to make those mistakes anymore. I mean, it's difficult to avoid them all overnight. However, if you are aware of the mistakes you're making, you're already much forward with the improvement. You are creating a room for improvement, because you know where you have, when and where you have to improve. So, right. I don't know what else to add, apart from saying that it takes time, but you obviously know that. However, learning bit by bit, slowly but surely, you're going to improve your English, and I hope you're going to become as close as possible to a native speaker. Thank you very much. I'm not sure if I have exceeded the 5 minutes. I hope, Luke, you're not going to be angry with me. As I said, I'm not sure if my... I don't expect my podcast, my audio, to be the funniest one, but I hope it was educative and helpful. And thank you very much for listening. Bye.
Thank you very much, Adam, there from Poland, with his useful advice on ways of improving your English. Thank you. That was Adam from Poland. And don't worry, Adam, you were 4 minutes and 55 seconds, so I'm not angry. Don't worry, I'm not the angry kind anyway. I don't think so. I don't have time to talk in between each recording, so I'm very sorry, but I won't be able to respond in detail to each one. I'm going to have to keep moving forwards. So let's do that right now. You just heard Adam from Poland. Now you're going to hear Alexander from St. Petersburg in Russia. So this is Alexander from Russia, and here he is.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Mr. Luke. My name is Alexander. I'm from St. Petersburg, Russia. I think everybody knows the city. Well, what I'd like to say. When I surf the net and when I see the site Luke English Podcast, I always compare your site with the site of the BBC Corporation, the enormous corporation which has many reporters all around the world, which has enormous budget and is supported by the government, as far as I know. And in my head, in my consciousness, there is a kind of competition between you and the BBC Corporation. And what is strange, I think you are winning. You are winning this competition because all the material you upload for everybody is much more easy to listen to. This material is more interesting, more educational, and more useful. Thank you, Mr. Luke. And moreover, I think this method of education is the method of the 21st century. In this century, I think, everybody will be able to learn English using no places, then because there will be no necessity to go to the English courses, no money. The only things we need will be the first, motivation. But motivation is always inside us. The second one, material. The material which we can get at the Luke's English Podcast is perfect. And the second and the third one is the method of learning. And the method of learning is very simple. Listen, listen, and listen. The more listen, the is the better. So I'm very grateful to Mr. Luke for your work. Thank you, and goodbye.
Thank you. That was Alexander from Russia. Thanks for considering that I'm beating the BBC. That's very encouraging to know. So that was Alexander from Russia. And we're now going to move straight on with Alexis from the Canary Islands. This is Alexis from the Canary Islands right now.
Oh, how are you? I hope you are well. In this quick podcast, I'm going to talk about two important things. First of all, the most important one. It turns out there's a man called Luke who is copying my English podcast. Can you believe that? Can you believe it? It seems this man is not creative enough to do his own podcast without copying someone else's one. Yeah, lepers, I know, he is much more professional than me. His English is much better and much more clear than mine. But the original idea is mine. And copying is a bad thing, Luke, is a bad thing, and you should know it. So this man is gonna pay for it. I have no choice. The purse is what it is. And in second place, I want to tell you that heaven exists on Earth planet. Yes, heaven exists. listeners, and I'm sure you are wondering right now, where's that? I wanna go there. Well, heaven on earth is in the Ocean Atlantic, very near to Morocco's coast, but it's a Spanish place called the Canary Islands. To be honest, not sure it like heaven on earth, but it has the best weather in the world by far. It has 300 sunny days. It has over 300 sunny days a year. Not like Britain that has 3 or 4 sunny days a year. And maybe with any luck, it has half. It has 4.5, but not more. Well, that's all for this podcast. And I'm Alexis, and I'm from the Canary Islands. Thank you very much for listening to me, and I'd like to finish this podcast saying thanks to Luke. Thank you very much for your amazing job listening your podcasts. Is like having an English teacher at home. And that's it. Yes, joking lepers, yes, joking Luke, just trying to make funny things up. And remember, vote me, please. Just joking, Luke is the best, lepers. Bye.
Thank you. That was Alexis from the Canary Islands. I know you're just joking, Alexis. It is true. I'm sure the Canary Islands has far better weather than we do in the UK. And I'm sorry that you feel that I'm copying your podcast idea, but I do have a good lawyer. Just bear that in mind, okay? That was Alexis from the Canary Islands. And now we're going to move straight on. And we're going to have Anna from Ukraine, okay? This is Anna from Ukraine.
Hi everyone. Hi all the listeners of Luke's English podcast. Hi Luke. My name is Anna and I'm from Ukraine, and welcome you all to my English podcast. Well, let me introduce myself in a few words. I'm a sales analyst working for a beer company, and my job is to do various data reports. In my free time, I like to play tennis, dance, watching movies. Especially I enjoy watching programs about traveling to different parts of the world. So this recording is gonna be about my favorite episodes of Luke's English podcast, but also I'll briefly tell you why I'm learning English and how I found this podcast. I started to learn the language over a year ago, and the reason was that I wanted to develop my career and to be able to communicate with people from other parts of the world. I thought if I learned English, I could make my life more interesting. Currently, I'm using just two resources for studying, Cambridge Online Dictionary and this podcast. I usually listen to the podcast first, and then I check up the words I don't know in the dictionary, training pronunciation and studying the context in which the word is used. But what is important for me is that I should listen to the podcast when I'm at home and I'm not busy with anything else. I have to absolutely concentrate on what I'm hearing, otherwise I won't benefit from it much. I found Luke's English podcast just about half a year ago. I didn't come across it by chance. In fact, I'd been searching for something like this on purpose. I just wanted some resource that would provide me with some listening practice and would be interesting and entertaining as well. And I was really glad when I found it, because I got much more than I'd been expecting to find. What I really like about Luke's English podcast is the fact that it's not just about learning English. There is also loads of interesting, funny stuff here. Also, there are a lot of ideas new to me, a lot of new things that I might even have never thought of before. For instance, the episodes about the culture shock were really interesting for me and very informative. As I have never been abroad, but my dream is traveling, I found these episodes the most useful by their contents. I think the funniest episode is about Pink Gorilla, and it's one of the best in my opinion. Actually, as I was listening to it, I had a clear image in my head of what was happening in that story. Also, I really enjoyed the episode about Monty Python and Holy Grail. I suggest that everyone should watch this film if you still haven't. I found it very smart, funny, and extraordinary. Actually, I've seen the film 2 times since I stuck to Luke's English podcast, but I still haven't managed to understand it completely. My favorite scene there is the one near the Bridge of Death, which I think is hilariously funny. Another my favorite episode is Ghost Stories. Personally, I don't believe in the supernatural, but that episode was very unusual and fascinating. Well, although I mentioned just a couple of episodes as my favorites, I think that every episode of Luke's English Podcast is great, and I very, very much value each of them. Okay, now I'm gonna end my audio. Thank you, listeners, very much for your attention. Thank you, Luke, for doing this brilliant podcast. Listening to it is the key for success in learning English. So, listeners, continue listening to Luke's English podcast and you will speak perfect English. So, that's it for me. Have a splendid time and please take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much there, Anna from Ukraine. Wow, I'm totally flattered. I have to say, I'm totally flattered by these comments. Very nice, of course, to hear all these nice things about myself. But thank you. That was Anna from Ukraine. And now we're going to hear from Aritz from Spain. Okay? This is Aritz from Spain right now.
Hi there, people of the world. How is it going? I'm Aritz in the house. I'm from Spain, but living in London now. And, well, I'm a loyal follower of Luke English podcast, and this is going to be my personal 5 minutes podcast in order to take part in this competition. Well, just thinking a bit about what could I talk about in these 5 minutes, I decided to make a kind of best of Luke English podcast by listing in my opinion the top 5 best episodes so far. So here you go. With the number 5 is, in my opinion, What Londoners Say versus What They Mean. It's a really funny episode, especially if you live in London, of course. I can say I will never forget one of the points you said, Luke, when you talk about going to a party in Wimbledon. Because I did it one day to watch, I think it was the England versus Italy in the World Cup, in the last World Cup, and I remember the return home was about 2 hours on a Saturday night on the bus from South London to North London, picking drunk people up and leaving them a few stops later, and well, it was just horrible. I think any Londoner around here may know what I'm talking about. Well, with the number 4, British slang. It's a very useful series of episodes with words and expressions you can hear every day. If you live in UK or United States, for example, you know, Luke, you have to finish it, yeah? Right? Okay. My personal advice, try not to use slang too much. You run the risk of get a complaint of your landlady, as it happened to me once. She told me I'm using too much slang lately, so be careful. With the number 3, common mistakes or common errors, another useful episode. I realized a year ago when I was thinking my English was improving, Well, I was making almost all the mistakes you mentioned there in this episode, so I was a bit disappointed with myself. So I tried to listen it several times, but well, shit, I'm afraid I'm still making lots of them, so I don't know, what can I do? Look, help me, please. Next one, with the number two, the second, is Friday Night Banter, the drunk episode. This is, well, it's so funny. It's just Luke and friends just saying nonsense, like the yes and no game. And, well, I have to say, I'm sorry, Luke, but you were getting so drunk, and, or you can say it even pissed, yeah? Could be another slang word for the next slang episode. Well, just if you want to have a good time, just listen this episode. And for me, and finally, the number one is computer games. And why this one? Maybe because, well, it's not the best one, but it's the first episode that I listened when I came to live to London, when everything was new for me, and I remember myself running in a little park of North London and listening to it, and I was hooked on the podcast since the first moment. So, well, it was a kind of love at first sight, I can say. And that's pretty much my list of best episodes so far. I just wanted to have a short mention to some special moments in all these 200 episodes, like when you try to pronounce some Argentinian football players' names, or your hilarious review of Tracy Goodwin's in Beware of Bad Pronunciation. I still don't know how to pronounce Coffee Mate. Or the appearance of the wise and funny at the same time robot 3000. There are, of course, many other remarkable moments, but I'm afraid I haven't got time for more. So I think that's it. I hope you enjoyed this mini podcast, people. And don't forget to send me comments about your favorite episodes, right? Thank you, and bye.
Thank you very much. That was Aritz from Spain with his top five episodes of Luke's English Podcast. Aritz from Spain. Right, next we have Artur from... Where are you from, Artur? Hold on a second. From Kazakhstan. Whoa. That was too early. Nearly played you the recording a little bit too early there. Artur from Uralsk in Kazakhstan. I want to make sure the volume is right here.
Hello, everyone. This is Luke's podcast, and my name is Artur. I'm recording my voice for the competition. So it's my first recording. It's total improvisation, and I don't know actually what to talk about. So probably I will talk about how I studied English and how I found Luke's podcast. So I'm from Kazakhstan, from Uralsk. It's a small city in West Kazakhstan. And we studied English at school, but after graduating, we don't speak English, so we can read and we can write, but we don't understand when other people speak English, and we can't speak normally. And I started learning how to speak English, and when I met some foreigners here in Russia, I met some American guys, and I could understand every single word what they said. But when I met some guys from the UK, it was challenging, because in the UK people have so many different accents. And I went to the internet and googled some podcasts, some British podcasts, and the only one I could find was Luke's podcast, because the others were really bad. For example, BBC, the Learning English podcast, they so dumb, I don't know how to explain it, but when I first heard Luke's podcast, it was amazing. I just thought this is what I was looking for. I really like listening to Luke and the way he speaks. It's total authentic speech. He doesn't prepare, and this is why I like, and this is why I listen to this podcast. And I hope I'm gonna win this competition. I wanna say sorry if the quality of this recording is bad, because the only microphone I have on my headphones, and probably you're hearing right now some noise, but so I'm sorry for that. Bye for now.
Thank you very much. That was Artur from Kazakhstan. There, Artur from Kazakhstan, apologising about the sound quality at the end of his recording. I hope that doesn't stop you from, considering Artur for a vote. Where were you recording that, Artur? It sounds like you were in the middle of a power station or something like that, or maybe flying an aeroplane. I don't know where you were. But anyway, that was Artur from Uralsk in Kazakhstan. And now we're going to move on. You can see that we're going in alphabetical order here. Our next entry is from Arturo from Mexico. I hope you like the way I'm pronouncing your names on this episode. Arturo from Mexico, and here he is right now.
Hello friends, how are you today? I hope you are doing great. In this episode, I want to talk to you about something that happened to me last weekend. And it is all about a woman. Yes, 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 it's about a woman. She's a very beautiful woman. She was on the plane from Dallas-Fort Worth to Lexington, Kentucky. And yes, she was next to me. And I couldn't actually speak to her. Well, I did speak to her, but the trick is I didn't ask for her details, her contact details. And the chat was very good. I found out that she actually speaks my native language, which is Spanish. And what else I found out? I think she teaches English. And she was very, very beautiful, extremely beautiful. I even wrote a note prior to speaking to her, because I just wanted to let her know. I just like a sort of a compliment, just let her know how beautiful she was, although she might have already known that for sure. And, I sort of wrote my email in case she wanted to practice or perhaps, sort of develop a friendship or something like that, which would have been great, but I didn't do that. I managed to speak to her, but I didn't give her my details, my contact details. That's what I have been regretting the whole week. I feel a little bit of pathetic, but that may happen to many of us. And it happens so often that there's even a website. You just type "we met on a plane" and you will know what I am talking about. And also, I think it's very important for me to say that I really wish I could contact her again. And I just wish to see her again. Now, what I have just done is I have been trying to develop an accent which I never get to use in real life. What I have just told you is, it really happened. Above that, what I want to say is, do you think it's important, apart from learning a new language, to develop some sort of personality that will fit that language. It's a bit of thinking about it as if you were on a play and you had to impersonate the character that you are trying to play. I find it rather interesting. I mean, I find the idea interesting. You may have heard of it. How could you... Do you think it's something that would be worth trying? The way I am speaking now is with my Spanish accent, sort of. And I'm just, you know, trying to be compliant with the English rules and the English vocabulary and everything. But I don't feel it's something that I want to do. And this is when I have meetings in my work, this is the way I speak, which is something that I hate to a certain extent, because I wish I could speak with some other accent and some other kind of language. And actually, perhaps I am being a little bit exaggerated here, but I just want to get the sense of, you know, the whole thing, the whole package. I just don't want to put the English words in Spanish format. I just want to create this personality that comes with the language. Have you tried that? Is that something that would be worth doing? What do you think about it? Thanks. Thanks. I think this is all what we have time for. Let me know what you think.
So that was Arturo from Mexico. Thank you very much, Arturo. Two things. One of them is, if you have a response to Arturo's question there, then, you know, you can get back to him by leaving a comment on teacherluke.co.uk. Of course, you can just leave your thoughts and comments there. Arturo, have you considered leaving a post in the forum? You could pose that question in the forum. You might get some responses there too. The other thing is, if you were a beautiful looking lady flying towards, I think it was Kentucky in the US recently, and you were chatted up by a charming Mexican guy, then you might consider getting in touch, because he could be the one. So don't let this one slip through your fingers. Whoever you are, beautiful lady of the sky, get in touch with Arturo by leaving a message. Why don't you give him a vote? That would be positive. Teacherluke.co.uk. All right, that was Arturo from Mexico. Next up, we have a man called Ashish, and he comes from India. That's right, India. So this is Ashish from India.
Hello. Once again, I'm Ashish Nagaokar from India, and I'm uploading this recording for Teacher Luke. I recently have gone through his last podcast, and where I found that he gave some inspiration to his students, and I found one very interesting topic which he suggested, that if I were you, means if you were Luke, then what were you do here on podcast? Then if I were you, Mr. Luke, then I would rather, you know, record the same subject with some grammatical information about how to construct these sentences which are generally being used in your podcast, with along with that some vocabulary. Yes, of course, no doubt, you are doing really incredible job, and that is why we are learning English fluently. But if you could arrange, if I were Luke, then I would arrange the same subject which you are choosing for your students, but along with that I would probably go for explaining the entire subject with grammatical structures. Some students do not know how to use inner prepositions, how to use conjunction in a proper way, but they studied those things in notebooks, in their books, but while in our speaking, those things are generally being used differently by any native speakers. So this would be change I'd like to make if I were you. And I'm missing you too. I eagerly waiting for your next episode. So I hope you are doing that, and have a great day again, and enjoy your holiday. Bye bye.
Thank you. That was Ashish from India there, suggesting that he'd quite like me to do a bit more grammar on the podcast. Well, maybe you'll get a bit of that from the language feedback episode that I'm going to do at the end of this process. I do a bit of grammar sometimes, but maybe for some people they want a little bit more. I wonder. Anyway, Ashish from India, that was. And our next entry comes from Bella in Russia. Okay, so this is Bella in Russia, and you're going to hear from her right now. Here she is.
Hi everyone, I'm Bella, and welcome to Bella's English Podcast. I'm from Russia. So, in this first and perhaps last episode of my podcast, I'm going to talk about everything that comes to mind. So here we go. I'm in a garden now. It's cold. Very cold in August. Russia is a very cold country, you know? So I'm sitting here in the garden and recording this. I have tried to write a novel for a few times. The first of my novels was about a fairy princess. A little fairy princess. Who had to fly to an island to fight an evil fairy. And the next one was about a girl who didn't know that she was a fairy princess. Yeah, I loved fairies and all that magic stuff when I was a child. And now I simply don't like it. Now I love all the horror stuff, slasher movies, creepy stories. And the next of my novel was about a girl. Yeah, again a girl. A girl who lived on Mars. She was Earthian, but she lived on Mars. And there was the war, the Third World War on Earth, and that girl thought that only she could stop it. Sometimes I think of becoming a radio DJ. You know what? I love the way the radio DJ's voices sound. And I don't really know why do we call them DJs, because a DJ for me is a person who makes electronic music. Maybe we should call them hosts or presenters, something. So, this is what I think. Why are Russian roads so terrible? I don't really know, but I think that our country is too big to look after all the roads. Yeah. My accent is a bit complicated, if you noticed. Sometimes it sounds like American accent, and sometimes it may sound like RT, but not very often. But at least it's not Russian anymore. Well, that's the end of the episode. Thanks for listening. And bye.
Thank you. That was Bella from Russia. Bella, it's lovely to hear about your stories that you used to write, you know, and the ones about fairies and the horror stuff. Interesting. What was it? DJs. Yes. Why are they called DJs? Well, DJ stands for disc jockey. That's someone who used to play discs, records. So DJs used to, you know, play records and then talk and then play more records. So that's why they're called DJs, people who play records. But I suppose I know what you mean. Often guys on the radio don't just play records. They talk, don't they? Great to hear from you. That was Bella from Russia in the garden in August. Right. Now, let's move on to our next competition entry. And this is Bruno from Brazil. Bruno from Brazil. And here he is now.
Hey there. Hello, you. Hello, everybody from around the world. This is Bruno, and I'm speaking from São Paulo, which is in Brazil. Yeah, how cool is that? So, I'm so excited of being here today. It's so cool being able to talk to people from around the world, people from all different countries and language. Yeah, it's so cool. Yeah, this podcast day, I'm going to be teaching you guys a really good technique to learn British English. Yeah, isn't it quite difficult sometimes to get a British accent? Yeah, I think it is. But with this technique, it will be much easier and quicker. Okay, so before that, I just wanted to greet you guys in your own language. I know you are from different countries, so here we go. Yeah, I know it might be a little bit difficult because, you know, I know you guys from quite a lot of different countries around the world. But I kind of love a lot of languages and accents, so I just wanted to greet you in your own language. Okay, so if you are in Italy, I think I would probably say ciao. But if you are in Japan, I think it's something like konnichiwa. Okay, goodness, Scott. Something like that. If you are in France, I would say bonjour. And if you live in a really big country, large country, and a really cold country as well, I think I would say privet. But if you live here close to me, here in this country, I just would say oi. It doesn't matter ni hao, ciao, bonjour, or anything. Hello there, hello everybody. So, do you want to get a very natural British English, and you think that is so difficult? But no, it's not actually. It's quite easy. So today I'm sharing with you guys a really good technique to get a really good British English. This technique is quite fast, easy, and cheap. Yeah, that is very good. So, all you're going to need is a potato. Yeah, as a potato, it might seem crazy, but yeah, a potato. And it can cut the potato, then it fits better in your mouth. Okay, so this potato will help you to get very efficient, good British accent. Yeah, so make sure we've got a potato, and we're going to practice our British English with that. Yeah, and you get a very good British accent. Yeah. Okay, to help us with that efficient technique, I've got here my friend Breno. He's from America, and he's going to help us with that. Okay, so hello, Breno. Tell us a little bit about you and where you're from in America. Oh, hello there. I'm Breno. I'm 20 years old, and I've been living here in Brazil for a while. Okay, Breno, so I'm going to give you some words, and I want you to say in the way that you normally would say it, and after you put a potato in your mouth. Okay, so the first word is water. How would you normally say it? Oh, something like water. Okay, so put the potato in your mouth.
Water.
Yeah, that sounds much more like British. Okay, another word is ball. How would you say it normally?
Ball.
Put the potato in your mouth.
Ball.
Yeah, it did sound much more like you're from Brit- Britain. It sounds like you're proper British. Yeah, that was very good. So, Brina, what did you think about this technique? Yeah, that was very good. It helped me a lot with my British accent. And now, when I come back to America, I can impress girls and get a lot of more girls there in America. So, thank you very much, Bruno, for helping me with my British accent. Oh, no problem. That was very good. That was right. Whatever you need, I can help you with that. So, that was the British technique. I hope you guys liked it. Thank you so much for listening. I just wanted to thank you, Luke, as well. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity of recording ourselves and talking to people in your podcast. Thank you so, so much, everybody. Bye, 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 bye.
That was Bruno from Brazil teaching us a brand new and rapid technique for being able to speak with a British accent. Just simply by putting a potato in your mouth, or a potato, you can choose. It's up to you. Thank you very much, Bruno from Brazil. And that was the last recording that I'm going to play to you in this episode. So just to remind you, we heard from Adam from Poland, then Alexander from Russia, then we heard from Alexis from the Canary Islands, followed by Anna from Ukraine, Aritz from Spain, Arturo from Kazakhstan, Arturo from Mexico, Ashish from India, Bella from Russia, and then finally, last but not least in this episode, we heard from Bruno in Brazil. Okay, so remember the rules. You can now vote for one of your favourites. Which one of those people was your favourite? Feel free to vote for your favourite by going to teacherluke.co.uk. Find this episode. I think it's going to be called Competition Entries Number 1. Okay, just find it and just leave your vote underneath by saying the name and the country of the person that you're voting for. And then when you listen to the next one, you can do the same thing. You can vote for a person in that episode as well. Remember, one vote per episode, and that's it. You've got until the end of September. Right, okay, so that's the end of this first Competition Entries episode. And we can look forward to hearing from more of these in the future, because I'm going to upload the others right now. So you can just skip over and listen to them all now if you want to. All right. Good. You know what? It's brilliant hearing everyone. I'm really enjoying it. I'm really enjoying hearing people saying such nice things about me, obviously. But not just that. I'm also just enjoying hearing all these different sort of voices from around the world and some of the funny stuff they're saying. And, you know, it's just brilliant. I'm really having a good time. So that's the end of this episode, but there'll be more stuff in your earphones very, very soon. For now, though, it's goodbye. Bye, 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 bye.
Thanks for listening to Your English Podcast. For more information, visit teacherluke.co.uk.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. YahooFinance.com.
If you enjoyed this episode of Luke's English Podcast, consider signing up for Luke's English Podcast Premium. You'll get regular premium episodes with stories, vocabulary, grammar, and pronunciation teaching from me, and the usual moments of humour and fun. Plus, with your subscription, you will be directly supporting my work and making this whole podcast project possible. For more information about Luke's English Podcast Premium, go to teacherluke.co.uk/premium info.